On the 17th of May, 1771, a handful of North Carolina farmers and craftsmen staged an armed rebellion against their government, protesting high taxes which were collected and sent back to England, the law forcing them to quarter troops in their houses at their own expense, and the whole long, aggravating bumble that characterized the short-sighted British colonial policy. This little skirmish, later called the Battle of Alamance, lasted only an hour or so. A few of the rebellious regulators were killed, others were captured. A speck of red on the pages of history, leading toward the revolution 5 years later. The westwardness of man. Out of the darkness of Europe, out of slums and charnel houses, pigsties and palaces, men moved west, looking for a new life, lured by the faraway sound of the horn in the west, the horn of freedom. And when the colonies grew tight with taxes and tyranny, they pushed on westward, up through the Piedmont, up into the high meadows along the trail toward Kentucky. And so it was that a well-born English gentleman took his wife and son and fled toward the mountains. Thank you. For 5 long, savage years, the revolting colonies strained to match the British army. It was now 1780. After 10 years up here in the quiet peace of the sheltering mountains, hardly anyone realized that there was a war going on. Good crops, plenty of deer, pheasant, wild turkey. But Geoffrey Stuart knew, and he brooded about it. He had become the magistrate, a leader who stood for law and order, and the settlement up here in the high meadows shone like a beacon guarding this whole mountain country. They left the Indians alone, and the Cherokee in turn stayed farther west, pouring out their vengeance on the Holston, Watauga, and Tennessee valleys west of the mountains.